You may have heard me mention the idea that God's order is first king, then kingdom, and then church. Even a quick perusal of human and church history makes it clear that when this order is out of whack, exceptionally odd religious things often occur. Now, there's something in the heart of mankind and womankind which gravitates toward religion rather than relationship, codes rather than connections, and form over function. We need to look no further than Jesus' conflict with the religious leaders of Israel to illustrate this point. In this instance, Jesus addresses the empty folly of religion in Matthew 23. Then Jesus spoke to the crowds and his disciples, and he said, "The scribes and the Pharisees have seated themselves on the chair of Moses. Therefore, all that they tell you, do and observe, but do not do according to their deeds, for they say things and do not do them. They tie up heavy burdens and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are unwilling to move them with so much as a finger. But they do all their deeds to be noticed by man." And that's the key phrase, noticed by man. "For they broaden their phylacteries and lengthen the tassels of their garments. They love the place of honor at banquets and the chief seats in the synagogues. And they love the respectful greetings in the marketplaces and being called rabbi or teacher by men." But Jesus says, "Don't be called teacher, for one is your teacher, and you are all brothers. And do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. And do not be called leaders, for one is your leader, that is Christ. But the greatest among you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself shall be humbled, and whoever humbles himself shall be exalted." Once again, Jesus cuts through the human dross and brings crystal clarity to the true will of his Father. What about you? Do you assume you place first things first without honest assessment of what those key elements are? Or do you give intentional attention to getting it right the way God has revealed it? Just a thought